Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and happy Tuesday afternoon. I hope everyone that's listening in the United States had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I know I did here in Florida, despite Tropical Storm Beryl, which bared down on the East Coast, and we got a few rain bands here in Tallahassee. But other than that, it was a terrific Memorial Day weekend. So let me introduce our guest today. She's actually from Toronto, Canada, so she didn't have to worry much about the tropical storm. Her name is Linda Catalan. She is an MBA and a professional life coach, certified trainer, and master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm very interested to learn about. She is president and CEO of Results Catalyst, Inc., which is a professional coaching and training company. So welcome, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, Beth.
Oh, absolutely. I know that I left off, first of all, that you've got a book out called Stepping Stones to Success, Achieving Balance and Success in Career and in Life, which I'm sure is a great read because you are a co-author with several prestigious names. So why don't you go ahead and tell us anything about yourself that I have, you've got quite an extensive bio that I have left out, and maybe a little bit about your book.
Okay, fabulous. I'll just start at the beginning. Basically, most of my adult career was spent in banking. I spent 25 years in financial services on both sides of the border, actually in Canada and the U.S. And I grew up the corporate ladder, increasingly taking on more senior roles and was a senior leader and executive for a number of years in the banking organization. And I guess towards the end of my banking career, so to speak, I became very, stressed out like a number of people do from time to time. And to some degree, my level of stress was workload related, but it was also related to perhaps kind of losing some of the passion that I had for my earlier career, but also just feeling a longing for doing something different, for doing something more, for being a bigger contributor. And so I had this opportunity to I had an opportunity as I was sort of soul searching and looking for ways to de-stress. I did this retreat. This retreat weekend, which was really intended for me to get some clarity in terms of where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, and also to help me de-stress so that I can kind of manage my day-to-day. And in the process, the two leaders that were leading the retreat were both NLP practitioner, neuro-linguistic programming practitioners. And so I had this amazing breakthrough that weekend that I did this retreat. I just had such clarity in terms of what I needed to do, who I needed to become, and what my next steps were. And so I literally at that moment kind of embarked on kind of a plan of action for moving myself out of the corporate world and into a self-employed a self-employed business. And because coaching and mentoring were always such a big passion of mine when I was in the banking world, I decided that I was really going to make that a career. And so it took me about 3 years to, get my head around it, to get kind of, all the logistics behind it, to do some training. I actually became fully trained and qualified in NLP and in coaching, even before I made the transition. And once I had all the ducks in line, I left the organization I was with. And I started coaching professionally. And so I've been a professional and life coach now for almost 7 years and have just had a wonderful journey with it. It's just been such an amazing transition for me. I've been blessed to meet wonderful people en route, both as clients and really great network of people. I've co-authored two books, actually. My most recent book is The Stepping Stones to Success, co-authored with Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, Dennis Waitley, and 18 other published authors. So it's a wonderful book that gives you just tremendous strategies on mastering business, life, and relationships. My chapter is really all about achieving balance and success in career and in life. And The other book that I co-authored is a book called The Power of Women United, which became a Canadian bestseller. And it's also co-authored with other actually very incredible women. And so I've just had so much fun building a business and writing and finding some creative outlets, and it's just been such a wonderful journey for me.
It certainly sounds like it. You have achieved a lot of success that I know a lot of people, you know, strive for within your profession of being a life coach, and you've achieved the success through being a published author. I mean, you're able to reach millions through your writings.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because when you embark on writing, well, certainly when I started to write, it was something I was doing for myself. And in fact, I'll tell you a quick story. But it was the first book I got involved in, which was The Power of Women United. I wrote in the year that I turned 50. So it was actually part of my personal, you know, transition and part of my legacy that I wanted to leave behind. So it was very much a personal reason that I wanted to write that book. And what came from it was all of the people that we touched with the book through, you know, through speaking engagements, through getting our book out there, through getting the word out there, through just the power of having it in written form and having it available to so many more people. It really kind of took on a life of its own.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's very great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's get to some of the questions that we worked out beforehand that we can really sort of dive in and learn more about what you do. How do you define success, and what does it mean to you, and how do you measure it?
Well, you know, success is kind of an interesting thing. I think that as I was younger, my earlier days, kind of, you know, working to climb the corporate ladder and, you know, achieve levels of success, I personally kind of define success only in the context of career. You know, how far up the corporate ladder I could climb, how much money I could make, you know, that type of thing. And I think, you know, the years of being in business, the years of, you know, experience in life and, you know, family and kids has really taught me that there really is more to life than just work. And it's really helped me to achieve a much broader perspective on success. So for me, the way I view success is it's important to be in balance in your life. It's one of the main reasons why I love the work that I do as a life coach, because I firmly believe that you need that sense of balance. And it's about, you know, yes, it's about being happy. Yes, it's about generating happiness for others. But, you know, really it's about having that sense of balance. And sometimes it's not easy to have total balance all the time, you know, kind of in area of your life. So sometimes you do have to kind of give up some balance in one area of your life to, and knowingly know that you're kind of temporarily misaligned. And that's okay as long as you have the big picture, but it's where it's taking you and what are you striving for longer term. So for me, I really feel that success is when you have that balance, that when every area of your life is ticking along, you know, that you have a good, you know, family life and good support there, that you've got a good network of friends, that your finances are in control, and that your personal growth, that you're spending time, you know, on continuous improvement, that you have a physical environment that is supporting you in terms of, you know, relaxation, in terms of whatever it is that it needs to be for you, health and wellness, that you're actually taking care of your health, and even spirituality. And, of course, career, that's important too, but it's about finding all of those things and having them all be humming along. So I find that success for me now really comes through a sense of accomplishments in a variety of areas. You know, one of the things I'm most feeling accomplished about right now is my kids, who are both adult children now, and you know, have kind of, you know, we've gotten past the teenage years and they're into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things, there's so many blessings in our lives. And it's recognizing that we do have these blessings and also recognizing that we have control to over these different areas of our life, that it's not just, I'm going to say it's not just a crapshoot. It really, you know, we really are or can be empowered if we make the things that are important to us important to us.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great plan to achieve some sort of balance. And you can't be balanced all the time, I've found. You know, you can't always achieve that perfect balance in your life. But if you do see overall in the big picture, as you called it, you can maybe dedicate one part of your life to, say, your family, if that's what it needs at that point, or your career. And then move on later on to a more balanced approach.
Absolutely. I mean, Beth, I remember there was a time in my life where I was I'm going to say really out of balance. My children were really small at the time, you know, a newborn and a 2-year-old. I was an executive traveling, you know, the country. I was working on my MBA part-time. I survived on 3 hours of sleep a night, and I could not have done that for an extended period of time. But I knew that it was temporary, and I knew it was at a period that was, you know, that there was a, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak, that I could get through it, and knowing that it wasn't forever, that this didn't have to be my life forever. And I did get through it. And, you know, thankfully I did have a really, you know, strong support system. I had a husband that was very supportive and, you know, parents that would help with the children and the child rearing and that type of thing. But, you know, those are crazy nights when my newborn was not sleeping through the night and I would stay up, you know, doing my studies and literally sleep, you know, 3 hours between the, you know, beatings. Crazy.
Certainly sounds like it. Well, what advice would you give others making that transition from a corporate career to a self-employment career?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because so many people don't, you know, they get caught up in what they're doing in the moment, and they don't kind of sit back and look at their career from a longer-term perspective. The reality is most people change careers multiple times in their lifetime. And the reality is chances are you aren't going to stay in your career. And there may be a point in time where you are going to set up a business on your own. Certainly small business is one of the fastest growing sectors. And so a number of people are making the transition from corporate to small business. The most important thing, I think, is that it's really important to build a networking muscle. So make sure you're really good at the art of networking. And a good place to start if you're in the corporate world right now is to network internally within your own organization. You know, take your head off your desk, so to speak. Get out and meet people. Develop some really good relationships and really cement those relationships, because they will come in handy, you know, when you're looking for another job, when you're out on your own in a business. It's very, very important. You know, other tips that I would give is to really develop some thick skin, to get comfortable with, you know, hearing the word no, to build your character. So, you know, you got to be tough. It is competitive out there, and you can't be sensitive. You can't let you can't be affected by what people say to you. You've got to be strong in your own convictions, strong in your own value systems, and really be clear in terms of what it is that you want for yourself. One of my favorite tips is to be nice to everyone you meet. I had this great boss once when I was kind of moving up the corporate ladder, and he had the best advice. He said, be nice to everyone you meet, because you never know when you'll meet them be nice on the way up, because you'll never know when you meet them on the way down. And I just thought that was the best line, to be nice to people on your way up, climbing the corporate ladder, because you never know when you're on your way down and out.
Mm-hmm.
And people will remember you, and they'll be nice to you, and they'll provide you with opportunities, and you'll develop this brand. And it's interesting because the organization I worked for over 20 years, and I've been gone for 7 years. My daughter took a part-time job there, and there are so many people that have said to her, I remember your mom. She was such a great person, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And your legacy lives on. So it's very, very important that that you remember that you are you're a brand, and that brand lives. And, so, you know, that's at the end of the day, you know, you're only as good as the legacy you've left behind. So those are a couple of tips. I could give you tons more, but those are a few of my favorites.
Those were great. That's terrific advice for all those out there listening. Take that to heart, because I found that I run into the same people over and over again, despite how large the legal profession may be, or the teaching profession, or whatever it is I choose to do. So that's definitely advice to take heart. Despite a successful professional career, you have maintained a work-life balance, juggling family and career. How have you managed to do that?
Well, it's not easy, and it's constant. It's a constant reminder. I believe that, you know, one of the most important things is to be really clear on what your values are. And, even when I was in a very, demanding career, working crazy hours, my family always came first. You know, now sometimes people think, okay, that means you've got to be home, when the kids come home from school. I know a lot of moms who I know moms who are stay-at-home moms that aren't happy being stay-at-home moms. It doesn't necessarily make that an ideal situation. It's important that you are valuing whatever it is that you're doing. So whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, either situation is good and can be great. What's important is that you're really clear on what your values are. And so for me, family was always number one, but a career was important to me too. And so I really made sure that when I had time with my kids, that it was truly quality time. And so, for example, if I was on a business trip, I knew their bedtime was 8 o'clock when they were little, and I would phone in at 8 o'clock every night, and I would read them their bedtime story. I literally would pack their bedtime, their favorite books, in my suitcase, and at 8 o'clock I would phone them to read them their bedtime story, because that was our quality time. I used to read to them before they went to bed, and so I would do that. And so they didn't feel, sure, they missed mom because she wasn't physically there, but they were still hearing the sound of my voice before they went to bed. That was, one example, and that really helped me get through that stage. We had amazing conversations in the cars because the kids were both very active in different sports, and I would drive them everywhere, and we had some major life questions that we talked in the car about. And so that was really important. For me, maintaining a relationship with my husband, we used to actually schedule date nights, which is kind of, it's kind of a sad thing to say, to schedule date nights. But the way we did that is we actually purchased tickets to one of our local theaters. And they had a show that came once every 2 months. And so it was really easy then not to get lost in the day-to-day life, but we had this date night, which was basically dinner in a theater, and we had this, private little date night that really kept us close as a couple, which was very important. And then in terms of my work, I worked around my family schedules. I mean, like I said, at times I would give up sleep to work if I had to, and be very, it's important that you're organized. It's important that you let go of what's not important. I used to laugh that the kids would play with dust bunnies because my house was a disaster. And, I had a cleaning lady, when I could, But the rest of the time, it just wasn't a priority. So you have to let go of some of those things that, yeah, you know, they're uncomfortable. But you need to let go of, you know, what the truly the unimportant items so that you can focus on what's most important in your life.
Well, I'm sure you've had many role models in your life. And what career or life lessons have you learned from them?
Well, you know, my biggest role models were my parents, especially my mom. My parents were immigrants, and they immigrated from, they escaped from a communist country over 50 years ago now, and with literally just the clothes on their back. And they, you know, left, you know, the like everything behind, their families, their everything, with the hopes of, you know, a new, better life, et cetera. And so I look to them and I think, wow, the risks that they took, you know, the chances of never seeing your family again, the chance that, you know, hey, where you're moving to is not a better life, you know, the huge risks. And yet they did it. And sometimes I think about that when I'm, you know, trying to make a minor decision on something that, you know, really in the scheme of things is not that important. So I look at them and I say, wow, if I could even have an ounce of that, that would be so cool. My mom especially, because my mom grew up in an era where, you know, in her family, they had, you know, large family, as was very common back then. There was six of them, and actually my father's family was 12 of them. So every family had large kids, especially growing up on farms. And in her case, she was a very bright woman. And yet because she was a woman, she was not, there wasn't enough money for everyone to go to school. And so, you know, the boys in the family got the educations and the girls didn't, you know, because the intent was that they would get married. And so she's been just a tremendous cheerleader in my life, every step of the way, encouraging me to, you know, to continue to pursue my interests, my studies, my career. And in all honesty, she's just been so wonderful. I'm not sure I could have achieved what I had if I hadn't had her kind of cheering me on the sidelines. And so she's been my biggest role model and biggest supporter, because, you know, she, you know, at a time when I was making a decision about what to do and, you know, what to study and that type of thing, my father was saying, oh, you know, well, you're going to get married anyway. And my mom was saying, no, you look after yourself. You need to be independent. You know, if marriage comes, great. But if it doesn't, you want to make sure you can take care of yourself regardless. And it was just such great advice and so rewarding for me, too, to accomplish the things that I have in my career and in my life. And I couldn't have done it without her as a supporter and a role model.
That's terrific. That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that you have such a great cheerleader in your life. So I understand that mentoring and coaching is your passion. What is it about that motivates you?
Oh, there's so much. When I was in the banking profession, I always coached and led people and managed them. And I always used to say I had large groups of teams reporting to me at various times in my career. And the favorite aspect of my job was really coaching and mentoring, and more from a personal growth and development. I would watch these people, you know, just gobble up the coaching and really step into their magnificence, you know, step into their potential. Like, I could see the potential in them, and sometimes they didn't, you know, have the confidence in them, or they, you know, didn't know that they could. And watching them kind of step into that and grow and learn, and, you know, it was very rewarding for me. And I think I've always, at my core, I think I've always been kind of the archetype teacher coach, and I just get so much reward out of working with individuals, helping them achieve their goals, helping them get clarity out of their goals. A lot of people don't have clarity. They know what they don't want. They have no clue what they want. And so just seeing them kind of step into that, seeing them achieve their goals is very rewarding to me. It really is, and I've always had a passion of it, and now being able to do that kind of as a full-time profession is really just wonderful. I mean, I can't say enough about it.
Well, it sounds like you're very impassioned about it, and that is so terrific to have a career that you wake up in the morning and you can't wait for your feet to hit the floor. That's really great to know. So one last question as we wind down the interview here. What are some of the steps that people can take in order to supercharge their lives?
I think that probably the best place to start is to really kind of do a self-assessment and to do some self-discovery around where you are right now. It's kind of like taking stock, you know, what's your personal scorecard? And, you know, I use a wheel of life approach, but it's how satisfied am I in every area of my life, you know? And you've got to look at some of the areas that we talked about before, not only career, but also your relationships with your significant other, your relationships with family and friends, physical environment, spirituality, personal growth, health and wellness, all of those things. You really need to take stock and say, you know, how happy am I in each of those areas of my life? If I were to score that on a scorecard of 1 to 10, would it be a 1, a 10, a 7? Like, what would that be? And then really look at the pieces and say, what would a perfect 10 look like? You know, so I rated, you know, I don't know, finances a 7. What would a 10 look like? You know, and really get clear on, you know, what, you know, the desired outcome would be. Because a lot of us kind of know the things we're not happy about, but we don't take the time to really think about, well, what would make us happy instead? You know, and we might say, oh, well, we're in a crappy relationship, or we're not happy about the job we're in, but we don't take the time to really think about, well, what would the perfect job look like for me, you know, and what would the perfect relationship look like for me? And then really just start to, you know, look at the pieces. So, you know, the most important thing is the clarity, and then look at, you know, how can I take that first step to start closing the gap? If I were to take a step in closing the gap, where would that take me? And then where would that lead me? And just do it piece by piece.
That's some powerful advice, definitely. Looking to where you could be as opposed to where you are, and figuring out how to close that gap, as you say, between those two things. That's some powerful thinking.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
And it can be that simple.
It sounds simpler than it probably is. But,
and if
they
need help, they can always hire a coach.
Exactly. And you're out there as a coach. Your website is www.resultscatalyst.ca. You're based in Toronto, Canada, but obviously you can do phone. I'm assuming that you do phone consultations.
Yep. I do phone and Skype.
Oh, Skype. Great.
Yeah, Skype is a wonderful tool.
All right. Well, my guest today has been Linda Catalan, and it's been a very enlightening radio show. I hope you got just as much out of it as I did. Thank you, Linda, for taking the time to be on the show today. I really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Certainly. The book that she has co-authored with several big names, congratulations on that, is Stepping Stones to Success, Achieving Balance and Success in Career and in Life. And she's also written a Canadian bestseller, The Power of Women United. So thank you, Linda, for being on the show again, and I very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Beth.
Absolutely. And for The Success Design, this is Beth Schenkel Anderson wishing you a great week.